Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Sarah, and welcome to the Listener and Reddit Story episode. I've got 5 Reddit stories today to share with you. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by visiting patreon.com/thewhisperingwoods, where we've got a couple of tiers there, and you can subscribe and listen ad-free. On the higher tier, which is £5 a month, you get an extra mini episode every week. Another way to support the podcast is by leaving us a review, 5 stars, if you please. And come and join us on social media, particularly our little Facebook group, which is gaining a little traction. It's very exclusive still, just over 100. But we're kind of getting to know each other, and it's a nice, welcoming environment if you're into that type of thing. Right, so 5 stories today. I've got to say, I've got a bit of a throat thing going on. So my throat is going in and out, and hopefully it's not too noticeable on the stories, but you may hear it at the moment. So the first story I'm going to share is from Darogue DM. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. We really appreciate it. Are you ready for the story? Context. Male, 31. Ever since I can remember, I've been troubled by the same reoccurring experiences. I began to have these experiences at night in Western New York, that something was trying to get into my window. At the time, I was young, and it was mostly attributed to an active imagination. I continued to have these feelings and experiences at night, which didn't stop until I went on a school trip to an Algonquin tribe and made a dream catcher, which I hung in my room. I've basically had a dream catcher ever since. Problem: whenever I stay at a location for multiple nights in a row, I end up having a very similar experience as the one in my childhood. I'll have a terrible nightmare and know that I should not go back to sleep. Here's the most recent example. Spending the week at a resort in the DR for wife's 30th birthday. We're having the absolute best time. It's super relaxing and an amazing experience. This is now our last night. We go to sleep early so we can wake up and have one last long day in paradise before returning home. I go to sleep quickly, as I often do. Middle of the night, I wake up and go and use the restroom. This is not common for me, nor is it strange. After returning to bed, I fall asleep again rapidly. I have an extremely vivid dream where I'm walking in a semi-arid, temperate, wooded area. I approach a cliff where I see a cave. Inside the cave, there is a loss. It's more a feeling than anything I see or experience. I investigate the cave further and learn of a creature living within the cave, which takes the form of a human and lures its prey to this place. As I investigate further and try to understand, my mind becomes more conscious and begins to feel within the dream. It's at that point when the creature emerges and begins to approach me. I wake up and remain awake for the rest of the night. I don't know if this is the right place to be putting this or asking about this, but I'm very curious if anyone knows or has any ideas what it might be. I've heard a lot of the same: childhood trauma, anxiety, depression, etc. But I'm a very well-balanced individual, without any other signs or symptoms of mental health conditions. I've read a little about what I'm experiencing, and no one seems to put an exact name on it. There are Native American stories of the W, which sounds like a prime suspect to me. But these powerful spirits seem to inhabit a location. They don't follow a person for their entire life. There is also the SW, which is less likely, regionally, but is a similar concept. Beyond that, the thought has crossed my mind of just a general evil spirit, ghost, etc. Does anyone have any ideas or explanations? So, you'll notice that in the story, he's not said the words for those particular creatures because of the association that the more you say the words, the more they may appear, or you'll, you know, like call them to you. Interesting. I especially like that the dream catcher kind of gets rid of those nightmares. I'd be inclined to take a little mini one with me wherever I went. I'm sure you could like craft yourself a mini dream catcher and just pop it in your bag. I don't know if you get stopped by customs though, to be fair, if it had feathers and stuff on it. But yeah, interesting story and really scary. I'd stand it if I thought something was trying to get in my bedroom, because it's your haven, isn't it? Your boudoir, your safe place. But I really enjoyed that story. Thanks so much again for letting us share it. Right on to story number two. And this one is from Night Shrouds. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. We really appreciate it. Are you ready for the second story? So this story takes place, oh wow, close to 20 years ago at this point. I was spending a lot of time with my friends Danny and Kate. We were all sitting on Danny's couch watching TV. Danny says, I'm bored. Let's do something. As we suggest things, I say, Have you guys ever heard of the smelter? For background, this all takes place in Arizona, Prescott to be exact. And the smelter is located in Humboldt, Arizona. It's very old, late 1800s, I think. It used to process metals, I should say. So we start driving out there, smoking cigarettes and listening to music. We arrive, and I start telling them how we hung out here every weekend in junior high. My best friend at the time, Mike, lived in Humboldt, so we would take girls to the smelter and drink. Usual kid stuff. Nothing even remotely weird ever happened back then, so that's why I was totally unprepared for what was going to unfold. We approached the outside of the smokestack, and I noticed that the stairs had finally been ripped down. I guess whoever owned the property was sick of punk kids entering. I say, guess someone finally took the stairs down. I then explain the holes, every couple of feet in the catwalk, and they must have used the holes to shovel the ash. Giving up on entering, we move to the side, and after what I'm about to tell you, I'm glad we couldn't get in. Someone definitely would have got hurt. So we're outside for about 15 minutes, being loud, joking. Then it got really quiet and still. Thousands of bats came screeching out of the windows of the smelter. I mean, a ridiculous amount. I say to them,
We've been standing out here making noise for close to 20 minutes. We didn't scare those bats.
Right when I said that, we heard a loud thud hit the ground, like something heavy fell down a porthole. Silence. Our eyes widened. Nobody said anything. Another thud. Then one more. And to this day, I will never be able to explain this. We started hearing the loudest screeches ever. Dust started flying up like a bird was dying on the ground, but nothing was there. They circled us, getting closer. All we could really do was huddle closer together. It was like we forgot we could possibly run. I forget who ran first, but I kind of remember being out of it, not thinking correctly. Anyways, we ran, and the first thing Danny said was,
If someone told me that story, I wouldn't believe them.
Anyway, if anyone has any leads, the rumour is a girl was killed there. But I could never confirm. Always thought it was just an urban legend. A few creepy things going on there. I must say, I think the bats would have creeped me out the worst. I have a thing about the getting their wings stuck in my hair. Not that my hair is particularly long or flowing, but just the thought of their wings stuck in my hair, it creeps me out. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it kind of reminds me of that bat video. And it's something like goths in the 80s, and they play that amazing music. Can't remember the artist's name either. And the bats are, they've turned the lens upside down, so they look like they're standing up. I'm going to try and find it, if I can, and pop it in the podcast notes. Right, on to story number 3, and I'd like to say thank you to Simpin Noodle Soup. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. We really appreciate it. Are you ready for story number 3? This story happened about 8 years ago, and it still pops into my head from time to time. So I thought I'd share it here. If you've ever experienced anything similar to what I'm about to tell you, please let me know. So it was 2013, and little 12-year-old me was laying in bed. It was probably about 10 p.m. I'm assuming, because that's when I usually went to sleep. I was laying on my side, facing a wall, and I heard walking that sounded fairly close to me. I thought nothing of it, because I thought that maybe it was my sister or something going to use the bathroom. From what I can remember, the walking was very slow paced, which I thought was weird. The walking then stopped, but I didn't hear the door open for the bathroom, and I know I would have heard it because it's just across from my bedroom. After a while of facing the wall, I decided to turn onto my other side, which would mean I would now be facing my open room. When I flipped over, I gasped and froze. I couldn't move at all, and I was holding my breath. I will never forget what I saw. It was a tall man, dressed in a long black coat with a big hat on. The man was very tall, and I know this may sound odd, but he was darker than the pitch black darkness that swallowed my room. He was standing in the furthest corner in my room, just staring at me. He didn't move whatsoever, and neither did I. I don't know how long I was frozen staring at him, holding my breath for. It could have only been a minute, but it felt like forever. I can't describe the terror that came over me when I saw him standing there. I can't even remember what I was thinking at the time. Then I woke up in the morning. I don't even remember falling asleep or exhaling. I just woke up. Now, some of you may be thinking that it was all probably a dream, maybe even sleep paralysis. I would think that too, had it not been for the two large footprints in the carpet, right where I saw him standing the night before. I did take a picture of the footprints, but sadly the picture is gone. I've looked for it everywhere, and I just can't find it. So you'll just have to take my word for it. I told my sister about what I'd experienced the next morning, and she said, "Have you ever heard of the Hat Man?" I said no, and she explained to me who he was. After researching a bit, I found that there are a few people who have also seen this man, and they also say he doesn't do anything but stare at them. It's been 8 years, and I haven't seen him since. Maybe it was all my imagination, but it felt so real. I refused to sleep in my room for years after that, because I was afraid I'd see him again. Luckily, I never did, and I hope I never do. That creepy nighttime visitor, the Hat Man. I don't know if any of you guys have had an experience with the Hat Man. I haven't, but I have thought that I've seen shadow people. So much so to the point where I'd never heard of shadow people, but then I started researching them back in about 2002 on the internet when it was the crank up days. And I found it fascinating that so many people had experienced the same thing. And it is like that flick in the corner of your eye, isn't it? Like, did I just see that? But obviously this person had could see a full-blown apparition of a Hat Man, which is terrifying, and especially to have those footprints left in the carpet. No, thank you. Thanks again so much for letting us share that story. Right, and story number 4 is by Bree0831. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. And are you ready for the 4th story? My husband and I moved into the house we currently live in a little over 4 years ago. We live on Long Island in a very old colonial house built in 1907. Ever since moving in, we've experienced some very strange things. The first experience still freaks me out to this day. I left work early as I was sick with a cold. I went straight upstairs to our bedroom to take a nap. After lying in bed for a few short minutes, I heard the sound of someone coming up the stairs. Clear as day, footsteps on each step. Now our staircase has two sets of stairs with a landing in between. So the entity made its way slowly up the first set, paused for a moment, then the second set. Our bedroom door sits at the top of the stairs. Whatever it was, it just stopped right at our door. I rationalised it as my husband coming home from work. But it didn't make sense, as he wouldn't be due to come home for another hour and a half. And in my heart, I knew it wasn't him. I genuinely got such a scared feeling. My entire body stiffened up, and all of my senses heightened. Later, when my husband did come home, I asked him if he came home early, and then maybe went downstairs again, and told him what I'd heard. He said that no, he just got home, but he didn't quite believe me. And about a month later, he experienced the same thing. He was home from work alone, and lay down to take a nap, when he heard the footsteps coming up the stairs. He then started believing we weren't alone in the house. We had our baby, a boy, in 2021, and one night I was up breastfeeding him. I used to go downstairs to our living room, so my husband could sleep as he went back to work after paternity leave. So I'm sitting on my big comfy armchair, snuggling our newborn who fell asleep in my arms, when I suddenly hear footsteps upstairs, clear as day, footsteps in our upstairs hallway. I freeze and listen carefully, knowing that I didn't hear our bedroom door open, so it couldn't be my husband. Oddly enough, about 10 minutes later, my husband does get up to use the bathroom, and I call up to him and ask if he was up before, to which he said no, he just got up then to go to the bathroom. I was so creeped out, I refused to breastfeed downstairs anymore, and only did it in our bedroom from then on. The last big thing that happened was my mum, who lives out of state, was coming to visit and babysat for us to give us our first official date night out since having our son. We got home after dinner, and my mum looked horrified. She said that she was sitting in the rocking chair while my son was asleep in her arms, when suddenly she heard footsteps outside the bedroom door and then three loud bangs against it, like someone was banging their fists against it angrily. She said she jumped right up and opened the door to check, but no one was there. She anxiously awaited our arrival back and has been afraid to stay with us ever since. Since then, we've experienced little things here and there. It seems the activity has died down. My son is older now, and has told us that the walls in his room talk to him, which creeped us out, but we chalked it up to overactive toddler imagination. I'm honestly glad that nothing has really happened since then, as it sincerely freaks me out, and I don't want my son getting scared either. Edit. I also wanted to add one more thing that may or may not be related to what we've already experienced. One day, a few months ago, we were eating dinner with my son, and out of nowhere, he tells us,
I played with Grandpa yesterday.
So we assumed he meant my dad, as my husband's father unfortunately passed away several years ago. When I asked him what he meant, because we haven't seen my dad in a while, he said,
No, not that grandpa, my other grandpa.
My husband and I looked at each other and asked him what this grandpa looked like. He said,
He looks like a girl with long hair and he had wings and flew up into the sky.
My husband's dad was a musician and had long hair all of his life. I kid you not, we were so freaked out, but also relieved. Like maybe the ghost was his grandpa looking out for us. I'm not sure, but it was one of the craziest things to happen. Spooky. Now, I'd really love to think it was the grandpa, and I'm not saying that I don't. But why bang on the door like that and scare her mother? Because that's really not welcoming, is it? Let's be fair. That's just freaking somebody out, unless he didn't realise who she was and was like, what are you doing here? I don't know. But it just makes me think it wasn't the grandpa to be doing that. Thanks so much for letting us share that story. Right, on to story number 5, and this is from Jazz-like Service 284. Thanks so much for letting us share your story. Are you ready for the 5th story? Hey everyone. I'm not quite sure if this is the right place to post this, but I just remember an encounter that I had when I was a little child and thought how, to this day, I really can't explain it. Back when I was about 7 years old, I was taking a walk through the woods with my parents. If I remember correctly, we came across a diner or restaurant of some sort. I can't really tell why, but I recall that I was walking ahead and just exploring the forest surrounding the restaurant a bit. All of a sudden, I realised that a few feet away, there was an elderly looking woman standing close to a path that would lead deeper into the woods. She was wearing a black cloak with a hood on her head, holding a walking stick in one of her hands. I somehow felt drawn to her and was slowly approaching her. I would even go as far to say that she was actually waving her hand at me and luring me in, so to speak. The woman was very tranquil and didn't speak too much, but she wanted to give me something out of a bag she was carrying with her. As soon as I reached out to her hand, my parents did catch up to me and were yelling at me to stay away. It felt like I was pulled out of a dream or trance-like state when I heard my mother's voice. I turned to my parents, turned back to the elderly woman, who was smiling and now slowly making her way into the forest, and turned back to my parents again. For one last time, I was trying to catch a glimpse of the woman, but to my surprise, she was gone. As if she'd vanished completely or ran into the woods, pedal to metal. Of course, I was young and could be reading way too much into it, but did anyone experience something similar before? My mother said something about dark witches and that woman could have been one, but I'm not sure if she only tried to explain to me why I shouldn't talk to strangers in the middle of the forest. Anyway, what do you all think about this?
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I mean, apart from anything, why would you do that? You know, if you weren't a witch and you're in the woods, it's just not a thing to do, is it? Try and call a child over. It's the last thing you do. Like, when I find a child that's lost, I keep my distance, but kind of follow them, if that makes sense, to make sure, you know, look around, where's their parents, that kind of thing. But I'll never go too near them. You know, I just sort of hover like a protective bird of some sort, making sure that they get found. So it does sound nefarious either way, witch or woman in the woods, to be enticing somebody over. Obviously, it sounds like there are paranormal aspects to it. But freaky, and especially, it obviously really stuck in that person's mind as well for all those years. Freaky, freaky. Right, that's the end of the episode. I hope you enjoyed. And Toby and I will catch up with you again on Monday. And don't forget, if you want to have your story featured on the show, you can email thewhisperingwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Take care, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.